Florida private school is making headlines for its vaccine policy, advising teachers not to get their shots.
Local 10 News anchor Louis Aguirre is in the newsroom with this developing story.
Yeah, Calvin and Nicole, tonight a firestorm of controversy over an email that went out to faculty and staff at the exclusive Miami private school, Centenary Academy, warning its staff against taking any of the COVID-19 vaccines, saying it will no longer employ anyone who has received the shots. That vaccinated persons may be transmitting something from their bodies that could harm others, impacting fertility and the reproductive systems of women and also the development of children. If you want to get the vaccine, please wait until the school year ends, and you will not be able to return to school until clinical trials are complete, if a position is still available at that time. If you want to get the vaccine before school year ends, please let us know right away, as we cannot allow recently vaccinated people to be near our students until more
And then it just cuts off right there. We don't know where the private school is. She said something about Florida. Look, man. Okay, this is old news, first of all. We all know about these vaccines. Everybody here knows about these vaccines. We know about all this bullshit. We know about the shedding. We know about this stuff, right? The fact that it comes up in a private school for very wealthy people, and the fact that it comes up in mainstream media of any sort, whether it's local or national or whatever, that's what makes the story interesting. That's what makes it interesting right there. That's the only reason this is a story at all. So, on that note, video creators, why do you have to create such bullshit? I mean, look, your personality is fine, all right? Everybody likes personalities, all right? Your expressions, your humor, your narrations, your monologues, like I'm doing right now. Look, I'm doing this for a reason, okay? They're fine, but you can't take away from a video. You don't take the news story and squish it down to fucking nothing so we can see your face. I mean, you're doing a disservice. For the sake of what? What? Get a bunch of people you want? You want people to like you or something? What? I don't even know who you are. By the time this information reaches me, that's a moot point. Okay, I mean, this is on TikTok or Facebook or some normie fucking channel. I don't know. All right? Those little bursts of genius in these places that sometimes trickle up to the places that are more informed, and it's kind of interesting. I wanted to share this with you, but please, video creators, put the information out there, all right? You're supposed to add to a video, not take away from it. Your personality is fine. We like you, all right? Your expressions, your humors, that's your humors and whatever, you know, your jokes and, whatever. That's fine. But don't squish the video down to nothing and take away the actual information just so you can show yourself. Just saying. I'm just saying. Love y'all. I try to bring you quality, but, you know, information is number one.